I'm very happy with the process. I think people work really hard on the committee. As I said, 1,300 surveys were completed. We had 5 public forums. We had the committee met twice a month for the past 9 months. There was a lot of input. Anybody who wanted to speak could speak. We listened to every single perspective. We came up with 3A. We're going to have an auditorium in the front of the building next to Mass Ave. That's going to be great. We're going to have a beautiful building, and you know, we have a long way to go, though. We have to get ready for a vote in the spring of 2019, and we have more work to do on refining the design and then on planning the phasing. And so, I don't know, what do you want to add, Kathy? What am I forgetting?
And there's going to be more public involvement.
Would you mind going over there? Sorry, I could get it as well.
There will be more public involvement as we go into the next phase of this, but it's correct that the next stage of this is to take the plan to MSBA. MSBA needs to approve the plan, which would hopefully happen at their August meeting. And then once that has happened, then we go forward with other aspects of this. So this is still even 2 years, a year away from an override vote. It is still 2 years away from breaking ground. And I think one of the things that was, there were a number of features of 3A that were important to people, and that one of them is the phasing. That, you know, if we do not find an off-site location for students to relocate to during the construction, then how can we do this to minimize the effect on the educational programming? And actually having new construction that is built on the green, but at the same time maintaining as much of the green space as possible will allow us not to have that many modular classrooms, if any, actually. So that was an important cost. And I think that really one of the issues, as much as there will be many people who will not agree that we are going to lose the Fusco building, there's so much uncertainty when you renovate a building this old. And we've had our current experience with the Gibbs says that that is the case. I mean, it could be end up being just fine, but at the same time, we won't know. But having said that, when we did a review of the educational plan for all of the different options, when we looked at the guiding principles, we looked at the surveys, what people had said, we looked at the faculty, and the people came to forums, and people responded on the website. The two options that were closest in aligning with those guiding principles and the educational plan for the building were option 1 and option 3. 2 was not as good as option 1 or 3, but it was adequate. It was fine. It met all of our requirements, but it didn't have the aspects of it that people thought were particularly advantageous. So that was part of it as well. And I think we've gone through a very open, transparent, inclusive process, which will continue to be the case as we go forward.
Yeah, I mean, as Kathy says, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for input. This is just the beginning. We're sending the MSBA our preferred option. They should approve it in August. And then we begin a lot more, a very intensive process in the 2018-19 school year. We're going to listen to a lot more people. We're going to refine the design. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a more definitive sense of the price. And then we're going to go to the voters. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting. I think the committee tonight said in a pretty loud and clear voice they wanted a new building, and that was important to the committee. They want something that's architecturally attractive, obviously, but the committee and I think the community wants a new building, and that's going to be important.